I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Congress is still working out the details of a new coronavirus relief package for businesses. But unlike last time when small, medium, and large businesses received funds based on payroll costs, the package on the table now is geared towards smaller companies that can show they've been hurt by the economic downturn.
There are some industries that have said basing a loan amount on payroll doesn't really make sense for them because many businesses in those industries are still operating at much reduced capacity.
Coming up, our economics reporter Amara Omokwe will have details on how the new relief package will benefit the nation's smallest businesses. That's after the break.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
In the last iteration of the federal Paycheck Protection Program, many of the nation's smallest businesses didn't get the funding they needed because of the way payouts were calculated. That's likely to change under the new relief package now being negotiated in Congress. Our economics reporter Amara Omokwe has been following this, and she's here with us with details. Amara, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it seems like a lot of small businesses haven't been able to move much past square one during the pandemic. Just when they started seeing some customers return, state and local governments put restrictions back in place. I imagine that business owners must feel the next set of relief funds can't come fast enough.
Yes, I've been talking to business owners, and if you look at survey data, several different surveys that are out there, there are a lot of small business owners, particularly in those hard-hit industries that rely on person-to-person contact, that say, look, we need more aid, and it shouldn't only even be in the form of loans, such as in the Paycheck Protection Program. We need grants. We need other long-term support. And so talking to business owners, particularly at this crucial moment where state and local governments are implementing restrictions again to deal with this surge in coronavirus cases, particularly as we go into the winter months where things like outdoor dining aren't going to be much of an option, small businesses are really saying we need this aid and we need it now.
So where do things stand on negotiations in Congress?
So I'm going to caveat my answer by saying that these negotiations are ongoing and seemingly ever evolving, but lawmakers generally agree on a bipartisan basis that small businesses need more aid and that they should get more aid. So there is a bipartisan proposal that is out there right now that would direct about $300 billion towards small businesses in the next coronavirus package. And lawmakers generally agree that this package of small business aid should be more targeted. It should target smaller firms and firms that can demonstrate that the pandemic has really affected them negatively.
How is the aid package being reworked to do that?
Well, so this bipartisan framework that is proposed would make it such that if a company wanted to take a second loan under the Paycheck Protection Program, which was the main way that the federal government offered aid to small businesses earlier this year, that company would have to have 300 or fewer employees, and they would also have to demonstrate that they have suffered a revenue loss this year. Now, that would be a difference from sort of the first iteration of the Paycheck Protection Program. That program was hastily designed and put together because lawmakers really wanted to get money out to businesses quickly. So applicants to the Paycheck Protection Program, they had to provide very little paperwork. They pretty much only had to attest that they needed the money to support their ongoing operations amid economic uncertainty. And because of those relatively few requirements, we saw a lot of businesses rush in for PPP loans when the program first opened back in April. And you may remember that some well-known larger companies received the loans. And then there was public backlash and those companies had to return the funds, right? And so this time around, Congress is really trying to focus and kind of avoid some of those pitfalls and avoid some of the criticism that dogged the Paycheck Protection Program early on by making it much more targeted.
So the first relief package that Congress rolled out earmarked benefits for businesses largely based on payroll and overhead costs. But that didn't serve the needs of a lot of smaller businesses without a lot of employees or physical space. What have business owners said to Congress about that?
That really speaks to the idea of having dedicated aid for certain hard-hit industries like the restaurant industry and like the live event industry, because a Paycheck Protection Program loan amount was based on a business's monthly average payroll. And industries like restaurants and live events have said, look, that's not a logical formula for us because we're operating at much reduced capacity. We're not able to bring back workers at the levels that we had prior to the pandemic. So we really need aid that is not tied to payroll or retaining workers, but tied to not being able to operate at full capacity, tied to wanting to reopen maybe with much modified conditions like doing takeout or things like that. And so that's why some industries are really pushing for Congress to give them dedicated funding that really is tailored to their specific situation.
Another issue we saw earlier in the year was that there were businesses in minority neighborhoods that didn't have tight relationships with banks, and they struggled to get funding the first time around. Is that being addressed?
One thing that the bipartisan framework proposes is having set aside funding for community lenders right at the onset of any reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. And community lenders, such as community development financial institutions, are seen as key for getting funding into minority communities and other communities that tend to be underserved by traditional banks and larger financial institutions. Now, that would also be a difference from the first iteration of the Paycheck Protection Program because community lenders didn't get sort of set aside dedicated funding until the program had been open for some time.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe. Amara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.